Voice of America. Masih di VOA Executive Lounge dari Washington DC, berikut kabar dari dunia hiburan mengenai kelompok band The Script. Selengkapnya bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Grup asal Irlandia The Script mengeluarkan album baru yang diberi nama Freedom Child. Album ini merupakan album studio kelima mereka. Walaupun single pertama dari album ini yang berjudul Rain bertemakan kegagalan cinta, seperti kebanyakan hits dari album-album sebelumnya, di album Freedom Child ini juga terdapat lagu-lagu yang mengangkat beragam isu yang terjadi di dunia saat ini. Di antaranya adalah seputar terorisme dan perpecahan yang dirasakan para personil The Script sedang terjadi di Amerika. Mengenai tema dari lagu-lagu di album Freedom Child yang terasa lebih berat ini, gitaris The Script, Mark Sheehan, mengatakan,
I guess we had a situation, you know, where a lot of our albums before that were quite introvert, and I would say this album was quite extrovert. It was sort of the first time the news, and I suppose what was going on in social lives and what was happening around us was start to penetrate the studio quite a lot.
Kata Mark, kalau lagu di album-album sebelumnya berkesan introvert, untuk album Freedom Child ini lebih extrovert, dan memang untuk pertama kalinya beragam berita dan isu sosial dirasakan benar-benar terbawa ke dalam studio ketika menggarap album tersebut. Bahkan Mark menceritakan satu kejadian yang membuka matanya lebih lebar akan pentingnya mengangkat beragam isu ini dalam album terbaru mereka.
My little 7-year-old boy just happened to ask me one day what was terrorism, and it kind of shocked me that someone of his age would be even asking that question. And I suppose because in school there's everything from bullying, there's everything from preparing them for terrorism and things like that is now the new norm. That it becomes quite a scary world for a young person, and I start to realize how impressionable young people are in that sense, and how much of a blessed situation we're in. So I figured the only sort of advice I could give the boy was to write a song and sort of try reinforce the positive sides of life, really, that in even if it comes to bullying in school or people are showing you hate in school, just show them love back, because the only way to beat hate is show someone love.
Jadi Mark benar-benar tersentak ketika anaknya yang masih berusia 7 tahun bertanya tentang terorisme. Ia pun terdorong untuk menulis lagu yang berisi pesan mengenai pentingnya cinta untuk mengalahkan segala kebencian yang ada. Dalam album Freedom Child ini juga terdapat lagu yang berjudul Divided States. Lagu ini ternyata menggambarkan perasaan mereka yang menyesali keadaan di Amerika saat ini, di mana terlihat semakin tajamnya perpecahan di antara penduduknya, terutama yang disebabkan adanya perbedaan pandangan politik dan sikap toleransi yang dirasakan mereka lebih rendah dari sebelumnya.
We're not really a political band. That's more us probably being first time kind of angry about a situation that we spent many years. We even started this band in America, actually. We spent a lot. We've a lot of love for America, and we've spent a lot of time there, and we're really successful there. And it's called the United States of America, and it was the first time we felt they were the divided states of America. And I think people thought we were leaning against Trump or for Trump, whatever people thought. That wasn't the idea from our perspective. Our perspective were people are divided. We're not politically leaning. And it never was that way. Tolerance seemed like it used to be higher, and tolerance seems to be lower now. So we wanted to write a song that, A, got our point across as far as how annoyed we were about that situation, and B, we wanted to be able to tell people that, you know, Jesus, just listen to each other for a second. Like, you know what I mean? Just spend a minute together and have a little bit of tolerance, for God's sake.
Itu tadi obrolan bersama Mark Sheehan dari band The Script seputar album terbaru mereka, Freedom Child. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya, Dania Iman, dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Dengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Anda juga bisa mengikuti beragam cerita diaspora Indonesia lainnya melalui Facebook kami di VOA Rantau. Sekian dulu VOA Executive Lounge kali ini. Dari VOA di Washington DC, Dania Iman pamit. Success with you all the way. Bye. The Voice of America.